Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Tis the season for pranks.
Is it?
Well, it's graduation.
Oh, yeah.
Did you guys do a high school prank or no?
No, we were told we would not walk in graduation.
We were told that too.
So we did not.
Really?
Yeah, we were told that too. I'm with Aaron.
Oh.
They tell you that. They're still going to let you graduate. Because they don't want their graduation rate to plummet. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I would have graduated.
Oh, they wouldn't let you walk?
Yeah. So I'm not interested in not walking. We did not complete a senior prank.
Mm. Well, do you know what you were going to do?
Nope. Never really crossed my mind.
Are the
much.
Girls involved in the pranks in high school? Really?
Yeah.
Did you go to an all-girls school?
No.
No. Okay. Mm.
They were not in ours, like intentionally not, because they would have ratted us out. The girls in my class, for sure.
Was your senior prank the one where you left a flashlight with your name on it?
What?
What?
Okay. Did you just say what I thought you said?
Dumbass. Like, climbs the roof. Whatever. It was prank. And he, like, used his family flashlight with his last name on it.
I heard something else.
Was it fleshy?
You gotta mark it.
So,
gotta write your name on it.
So,
it's the family.
I'm glad it was a flashlight.
It was a flashlight. My God, woman. What is wrong with you?
You understand my reaction now.
I thought you were just reacting to how stupid he is.
Oh, well, like, also that.
No, it's just a misunderstanding.
Well, okay. How did you end up leaving it?
So we met at the school. We did a bunch of stuff. We climbed on the roof. It was a tradition. You spray paint your year on the chimney at the seniors did it. So that was the big part of it. But it was all like, we all just brought our tactical gear, I guess you would say.
Yeah.
We all brought flashlights and it's kind of like, here, you grab one and go there. You grab one and go there. And then we just ran out and we didn't really do a count of, do we have all the flashlights?
Right.
And the next morning, my mom woke me up and she's like, hey, the school called. They found your flashlight.
No.
And it was her, like, when you put the stickers for your return address on a envelope, if you send out mail, it was one of those that was on the flashlight.
Why?
It was hers. And that's what I told the dean. I'm like, well, it's not my name.
You had to tell your
trying to throw your mom under the bus.
My mom climbed the roof and got on the chimney to spray paint my
year. Mom did the senior prank for us.
I'm not guilty by association. It doesn't say my name.
You are guilty by association.
Yes. Lies.
You are 100%. Eric is right.
Yeah.
You're exactly guilty by association.
I could have just wrote slacker on it and been like, well, I guess he was here. No proof. I still got detention. It didn't work.
But. Oh. Was your mom mad?
No, because she she knew what we were. She supplied the flashlight.
Right, right, right.
That's the part she doesn't want me to say. She was involved.
Do you know what it is? You just say it fast, and it does sound like flash. Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, it's like, and to say your mom supplies that feels real off.
Oh my gosh, stop. There are kids.
Because he just said it like
that. I know,
that.
But there are kids.
I can't help. Okay, here's what we'd like to do. We'd like to hear, it doesn't have to be your senior prank. Because like my son at the private school, they didn't do it.
Right, because you want to walk in graduation.
I don't, no, but I think
there's nothing. I feel nothing, like that's just a threat.
Yeah.
Probably, but I'm prone to threats.
And to be the first
threats.
Ever kid that didn't get to walk at graduation because of the prank, like that'd be epic.
If the prank's funny, they gotta let it happen.
Yeah.
But I guess what I'm saying is we want to hear about your pranks. They don't have to be your senior prank. Right. It can be any prank you pull. Because some dude in South Carolina decided he should do like the psycho thing.
Such a good idea.
He hid in his girlfriend's, I think it's his ex-girlfriend.
It's from a movie.
Okay, right, I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Oh my God, oh my God.
He
hid
that.
In her shower with a knife.
That's not funny.
This will get her good.
He was also not wearing any pants or underwear.
What?
He had biker shorts to conceal his face.
Wait. Okay, careful with the knife, buddy.
Biker shorts?
Yeah. His intention, according to the police report, was to surprise her and lighten the mood following a text message argument.
Wait, they were already broken up?
I don't know.
Did
it
this?
Says ex-girlfriend. I don't know if that was the last straw. When she got home, he jumped out of the shower and pretended to stab her, making slicing motions near her throat. This is hilarious on paper, though.
The knife did not touch her skin, but he reportedly did choke her. So
you
I don't think this
sell
is a
prank,
really
Aaron.
Good prank.
It's a prank.
No, this is not. Nope. Is
whose name was on the knife?
It's Mom. Oh my God.
All right. So here's the deal. I do want to say this. Anytime we've done this topic, women are averse to it. So extra points if you're a female who's pranked. Just think
who has been pranked or
well,
who does
yes,
prank.
You're right. If you call for pranks, you
either,
but I think more often than not, it is going to be the female who was pranked because you guys just don't think like this.
Well, when my sister and I were little, we would hide in we shared a room. Whoever went to bed first would hide in the other person's bed and like get as flat as they could. And they'd put pillows in their bed. And then, you know, we'd turn off lights and run and jump. And when mid jump, you shoot up. It was awesome.
Like heroin?
Shoot up in the bed.
Oh, shoot up in the bed.
And then midair, you're like, ah! Anyway, it was a really good prank for being about 10. You should
Jack,
call.
Would you put that call through or no?
She is a woman. So front of the line. That's the deal we made.
All right, so we want to hear your best prank stories. 303-222-5423. You can call that number. You can text that number.
We, part of our senior prank, I know we're doing all pranks, but that's my biggest, the biggest night of my life.
Got busted. Didn't work well.
We were trying to be more clever with it. Like a lot of times they just make a mess. They put like the Vaseline on the railings.
Yeah,
and
right.
All the,
I think
like,
we did like the filled Dixie cups everywhere.
Okay.
The what?
Dixie cups.
Filled?
Yeah, just with water, but everywhere. Just like every inch
up.
Of the floor.
Oh my God.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So well, we took two teachers' rooms who were next to each other. We took everything out of one room. We took everything out. We just switched the rooms.
Oh, that's funny.
Exactly complete. And just put everything back in there. So the social studies teacher opened the door and it was
not his room.
Not his room. And he's like that quick, like, what the heck? And
did you have to put it back?
No, no. We left it. And then because the seniors are like done early. So the other kids are still going to school.
Yeah.
And he told us it was the dean. It was his room. And I couldn't convince him it was my mom. He said, look, I have to tell you, this was the best one I've ever seen.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He's like, I was actually impressed. And he's like, I wouldn't have even called except he had to like submit a paper or something. And he was late because of it. So,
wow.
There you go.
Okay. Here's another prank put on by a dude. Dude filled his brother-in-law's belly button with super glue.
Can't that like kill you?
No, it might just be uncomfortable, but it won't kill you.
I feel like Aaron just volunteered to find out.
Yeah, maybe.
How would it kill you?
It's like seeping into your body. It's super glue. How could you get out? Doesn't your belly button have to breathe?
How deep is your belly button?
Do you legitimately believe that your belly button is a portal for oxygen?
No, but
a little.
It gets weird in there if you don't like clean it out.
It does. Hack is just nodding feverishly over there. No, you're not gonna die if you plug your belly button.
But for the is it ever coming out?
Yeah, I think you can dump acetone in there.
Seems uncomfortable.
It's not gonna hurt.
It's going ouchie.
Okay,
I don't know. All right. Whose name was on the glue?
Okay, if you have a good prank or you've been well pranked, we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking pranks. It's a bit of a sausage fest up in here.
I did see a really cute, it was a senior prank again, but the seniors got first graders to come and take their class when the teachers left. It was really cute.
Oh, so the teacher comes in, there's just a bunch of kids in there?
Yeah, and all of the first graders were just like so happy to be involved.
That's the cutest thing I've ever heard.
Because it's like your first real year in your life.
And they're in the big old high school desks and the whole thing.
It was cute.
Oh man, that's awesome. Josh?
Yay.
Pranks. What do you got?
Yeah, so a friend's mom had a universal key. She worked for the county where we went to high school. And we were able to steal that. We went into the high school.
A master key to get anywhere?
Jeez.
Yes, after dark. And so what we did was we went into each of the classrooms and pulled out all the chairs, all the desks, and piled them up through all the hallways. It was after all the seniors were basically out for school already. And so everyone else, juniors, sophomores, freshmen, had to go back and put them all back in the classroom. So it was pretty epic.
Harmless. Yeah. Harmless,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, pretty harmless.
We did the similar thing, except we ran fishing line through the lockers. So then you just toss the chairs and they just like stick in. It's like a web. Fishing line, you know?
Funny. But also,
harmless.
A lot of work to fix.
The only way to get them down is you got to cut the line and then it all falls.
That's not harmless.
Yeah, actually, someone could get hurt.
But this is what my mom was telling me, that she was there. I don't know.
Your mom has been the scapegoat on a lot of things today. Jackie.
Yay.
Pranking. What'd you do?
Okay, so this is a prank that became a not prank prank. So in college, I had this collection of creepy dolls. One of my dolls was like this early Pee Wee Herman drawstring like doll.
No.
And my college roommate and I thought it was hysterical. So he hated it. I hid it in his room.
Who's he?
It freaked him out. He hid it in my room. It freaked me out. Then we just started like taking turns hiding this doll.
Okay.
Like, I'm going to buy a second doll and not tell him. So I got on eBay and bought a second doll.
No!
Oh my God.
The exact same thing.
Yeah, so I hid the first one in like a repeat spot, and then I hid the second one in his room, so he was sure.
So he found the one thinking he's safe.
I'm upset.
And then there's another one.
This is so good.
And then cover the other one. So he was.
Oh my God! Your phone. Okay.
The doll.
Do we know what
did something? She said it became a not prank prank.
Well, because that's not funny. Because then when you find the second one,
I know. You're did something bad happen?
Do you know?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Well,
Steve. Rick. Steve.
Steve. Yeah.
Yeah. What's your prank story?
Okay, this happened at Mullen several years ago. I don't know exactly who was involved, but the teacher that worked there told me about it. What they did is they filled one of the offices up with wrinkled up newspapers, like old newspapers that they had.
Yeah.
And they filled it all the way up to the ceiling with old newspapers. And they left the light on, and the heat from the light bulb caught it on fire.
What?
And the building burned down.
What?
At Mullen?
Yeah, that happened to Mullen.
What building was it? Hold on, which one?
Is this where you went?
Yeah.
I didn't go there, so it was the sports. What is the sports building?
Okay.
What the heck? That's a felony.
The one where the sports building. There are a couple. There's the Hutchinson, or there was one where the roof collapsed.
Maybe it collapsed from the fire.
No, that was from a flood, like a lot of rain.
They were busy that night.
They were pranking one of the coaches, so it was one of the sports buildings. But
oh my god,
that is so bad. That is arson.
Yeah, no, it is kind of. It's accidental arson,
but it's. Yeah. I mean, it
still
like,
counts as something. Thanks, Steve. Nathan.
Yay!
Pranks. What'd you do?
So it's the night before my younger brother's wedding.
And
all of the groomsmen and I were all staying in an Airbnb together. So everybody is in bed, everybody's asleep, and I sneak around and I take one of each groomsman's shoe and hide it.
Like for the wedding the next day?
Yes.
Hilarious.
Do you know how mad I would be
Look
as
the
bride?
Look at the bride to be already like...
I would be like, can we not?
Yeah.
I even hid one of my own as well. So everybody's like, where is my shoe? I know it was
diabolical.
I love it. I was not on your side now.
But how sober were you? Because did you remember where you put them all?
Facts.
Barely.
A couple mixed ups.
How long did you let this go the next day?
Yeah.
That's what I want to know.
I let it go for, I think, like an hour. I was like, let's do an hour. And I kept saying to them, like, I'm sure it'll show up. We should probably, like, get dressed, you know, like, put our ties on and stuff. And they all were like, no, not until we find our shoes. And I was like, okay, if by 10:30 we're still looking for them, I'll let everybody know.
So you had to let everybody know it was you who did it?
Yeah.
Okay. Don't give him the rings.
No.
Yeah.
For real. That's not funny, dude. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's what a lot of them said at the same time.
Yeah,
it's funny if only the boys know about it. It's not funny if the bride was aware.
It's the bride's day. What are the guys supposed to do? What else do we have?
Thanks for the call, Nathan. Danny?
Yay!
Pranks. What happened to you?
Okay, so when I was little, I actually really think this is cute. I didn't know at the time it was April 1st because I was a kid, but my dad did this thing. We were all bowling, and apparently when you... What is it? You do something three times. I don't remember, but something about bowling, you do it three times and then you get a turkey.
Yeah, oh, you strike right. three times.
Three strikes.
Yeah.
So he's like, oh, well, what that means is that you get a free turkey from the bowling alley. So he sends me to the front desk to collect the free turkey that we have earned.
I mean, it's so cute.
That's not cute.
It's so cute.
Do you know who works at bowling alleys?
I know, but if I did this like one of my nephews...
No, that's not
like,
funny.
A turkey?
Right. So I go up and I'm like, we get a turkey. And it's, you know, now I'm like, okay, well, this was obviously some teenager like dealing with this in hindsight. They just look at me like I have grown three heads.
Yeah, because you're an idiot asking for a turkey at a bowling alley.
I'm a nine-year-old idiot asking about turkeys.
That's a great dad move. I like
that. Yeah. It's so cute. You're a dad. You should get it.
I
do not want to pay for therapy later. Have you gotten over it?
Oh my God, I think it's the cutest thing ever. I'm going to do it to my kids when I have them.
Yeah. And you know what?
Okay.
I'm going to do it to my kids when
okay,
I have them too.
Everyone.
Turkey?
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
It is time once again for the hard hitting news of the day. Remember your lines.
News. News.
No.
No.
News. No.
News.
Only real hope.
We have to switch one day.
I feel like we really nailed the exact same note at the end.
Yeah.
I want to hear from people. 303-222-5423. Text in. If you like the new format.
I actually think the girls doing the low and the boys doing the high might work better.
We can try that tomorrow,
Let's try
Erica.
It tomorrow.
Before we start, I have to do a little public service announcement.
Okay.
Would have been my dad's 89th birthday today.
Aww.
Happy birthday, Dad.
Happy first heavenly birthday.
There you go. That was all. Sorry, don't give me that. It's okay. I'm okay with it. It's just, it's like, every time I've said it's the 13th today, I'm like, get after that.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going?
Good evening.
I killed the mood.
You did
in
not.
The
you
room.
Did it. You
we
did
can
it.
Start over. Okay,
well, no, we'll bring it back.
Okay. Yeah, don't worry. Good evening. Some good. Some well, not good. Some,
oh boy.
I don't know.
Yep, I killed the mood.
I've got some news for you. So Katy Perry is supposed to be performing at Ball Arena on Thursday, but the Nuggets are now in town for Game 6. So Katy Perry has been postponed.
Wait, it but is, the game's... No, I thought the game was Friday.
It's Thursday. So oh, the yeah. Katy Perry tonight concert has been postponed to July 10th.
Wait, they can all just tickets do are, that?
Yeah.
Well, she had to. Also, yeah. I don't know.
All tickets are valid. All of the ones that if you want them, if you bought them, they're going to be valid for July 10th.
Because we gave away tickets.
Yes. So you don't have to worry about that. But bad news, Rebecca Black will not be on the new date.
It's on Friday.
No. Hold on, did you say bad news?
Yeah, I would love to see her.
Everybody's working for the weekend.
What does it take to make that stop? You want me to talk about my dad some more?
No.
See? Stop it. No. Oh, wow. Yeah. I honest to God thought that like they kind of build in the presumption of playoff games.
Yeah. Were the Nuggets a surprise playoff?
No, God, they've won the championship in the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 2 years ago. Yeah, this Game 6 will be Thursday, so that makes sense.
Yeah, I literally said that. Thank you.
I thought Game 6 was Friday for some reason. I thought
you're wrong. Okay.
All right. Can you maybe not be nice to me? Because it's
Friday. Good evening. Oh, I...
Ah, Aaron, I'm starting to get it.
Yeah.
Starting to understand how using this whole...
Yeah.
It's so...
I know, I'm sorry.
It hurts my soul. Okay, good evening.
Good evening.
Maybe good news, I guess.
Rebecca Black's not coming.
No, if you were a fan of The Office, the official spinoff has a name and has a premiere date on Peacock.
And some of the guys are in it, right?
Yeah, Oscar Nunez is returning. Oh. Actually... Yeah, he's like the big one returning.
He's the big one returning? They'll
probably do like get. Okay, but Oscar cameos. Was a great.
He's great.
He was, yeah.
Was everybody, almost everybody was named their real name, right?
There were
Angela
a lot.
Was Angela.
Yeah.
Was
Jim was not.
Creed, I think, was Creed.
Creed. The Meredith, was she?
I think she might have been Meredith.
Well,
and what about the...
Kevin
and
Phyllis.
No, Phyllis, yeah.
Because Phyllis was the casting director.
Yeah.
And they couldn't find the role, and they were like, it should be you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she was
and
amazing.
Then she just crushed it. Okay, sorry.
Well,
what is the name of the show?
It's going to be called The Paper.
And
wait,
it's another
premieres
paper company?
In September on Peacock. Well, I
Or is
didn't...
it about a newspaper?
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, I mean,
I could see
I didn't
Oscar
read all the...
Okay, so you're a real journalist here.
We are three members of a wonderful ensemble cast of underdog characters that are banding together to keep journalism alive.
Okay, so it is so, yeah. That. All right.
I love it.
I need you to bring your A game today because my dad's watching. From heaven.
Hey, T-Hack.
Good evening.
I am... Okay.
Michael Jordan... is going
oh
to make
my
a return.
God, this has become self-serving stories.
This is a huge story.
You're supposed to do news stories.
This is not
I
a
think
huge
Aaron
story.
And I nailed it.
Yeah.
I don't know. You're an Office fan, Erica, so you were doing
I
something
am,
you
but
care about.
I also feel that a lot of people care.
I care too, but it just feels like, and he's definitely doing, next is another story from him about Culver's, and then, look, my daughter did something cool today.
Are we can talk about the P. Diddy trial. Do you want to do that?
Yeah, do you want to hear about how sad it is?
The first day? Whew, it's a lot. Sorry, right. T-Hawk,
I'd love to hear about...
That feels like a nope.
Michael Jordan.
I'll bow out.
Oh, no!
No, go ahead. Tell me about Michael Jordan.
He's going to do the commentary thing for NBA on NBC.
He is?
He's coming out of fully retirement. Starting next year, yeah.
Oh.
Which is, I think, is a risky move. Tom?
I'm going to say this. He's like the GOAT.
Mm-hmm.
And with all due respect, he's going to suck at this.
I feel like he's going to, yeah. He's been a terrible
owner.
He's
never done it.
No.
And I don't think he care. Like,
well, and I don't know if he's funny or not, but I could see them trying to make him more like analytical, and it's just not going to be good.
Mm-hmm. I think there's very little upside that he'll be great, and there's a lot of chance that he won't be great.
Because Tom Brady kind of sucked at first. He got better.
Tom Brady still sucks.
No, take it back. He's the GOAT. You got it. And he's done. He's
but
doing
Romo
better.
Was way better.
Yeah.
Romo was phenomenal, but he was not a great quarterback.
So that's the thing. I think you get to a certain level as a player, and I don't know that it really translates to a commentator. But we'll see. And obviously, I'm a Michael Jordan fan,
but
I feel you're kind of putting your reputation, your legacy on the line.
It's and like, how do you not make everything about you.
Yeah.
Well, like, some people are narcissists.
I made that when I had the flu. Like, he's just going to be like... Hey,
did you hear me, though? Some people are not narcissists.
I don't know what that feels like.
Oh, I know.
Do we... Okay, we still have time. Can we talk about Diddy real fast?
Yo. Oh, my gosh. Cassie, girl.
She's on the stand already.
Yeah.
And?
First date. And there's already,
and
like...
she's super pregnant, right? Isn't she?
Is somebody Cassie pregnant?
I don't know.
Somebody... Is that his ex?
She was the one who was in the video in the hotel that was so horrific to watch.
He drug her around.
Yeah. Like, oh, she is pregnant.
Like, I didn't know that.
Have a baby on the stand kind of pregnant.
Well, I'm proud of her for doing this because it cannot be easy. And she's talking about like she was so in love with him by the time he invited her to a freak off. And she was like, wait. I thought this was like a
just
real
us.
Relationship. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So are we going to be your Diddy news source if this gets good? Because like with Amber and what's his bucket, we kind of started like tapping into that stuff. We might have to be.
For sure.
Okay. So did we pull it out?
We did. Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Dad.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I asked a simple question.
Yep, and no one wants to speak.
And I was greeted with weird looks from everyone, but...
What are you talking about?
This is not... I actually am surprised that T-Hack didn't respond and say, yes, well, actually, do you touch the laundry in your house?
I do.
Okay.
Yes. Erica, why don't we back up just a tiny little bit, and why don't you ask the listeners the same question you asked us?
Have you ever found anything pretty peculiar? It's your reaction. I can't get through
the
question.
It's the weirdest thing I've ever
heard. Have you ever found anything very peculiar in your dryer after doing laundry?
Are you washing someone else's clothes? Because the stuff
was my clothes. I'm not going to lie.
I've had things in my pocket that I forgot about, like my Loop earplugs after a concert. But then it's
did
like
those get ruined.
No, it's just like, oh, they got washed.
Oh,
they're not electronic.
No.
Oh, that's okay. Why.
Yeah.
Okay. I've washed my kids' AirPods 100 times, and they actually will make it through most times if they're in the case.
Interesting.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Huh. Little toys. Not. I mean, did you say that?
Right.
My kids have had toys, and
but that's not peculiar.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. You have
children. Well, then this probably isn't peculiar either. But it was alarming when I.
The way you're describing it,
it's like you found a dead body.
You're like sock, pant, brick of cocaine.
Yeah.
Like what? Yeah.
Well, that's peculiar.
No, very peculiar.
Oh yeah.
Okay, what is very peculiar?
You guys are about to be so disappointed.
Probably. Okay.
Wouldn't be the first time.
It was just a little cocaine.
Not a brick, but more of a...
It was a poop bag. A dog came poop bag. But
did it have poop in it?
That's what I saw the little corner and I was like, oh,
you washed poop?
No.
When you walk your dog,
the poop wasn't in it.
Have you ever taken the poop bag and put it in your pocket while it's filled? What is...
No, but I was worried.
Yes.
Why?
You have?
Yes.
You just hold it. Why do you put it in your pocket?
Or you like tie it to their leash or...
No, I didn't.
Find a garbage.
Like at the time, my hands were full. I was walking two dogs, so two leashes. And then I also had like a cup. So then I just kept bringing the poop to my face every time I took a drink.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And
yes.
You're like, I got to put it somewhere.
So tie it on one of the leashes. Yeah.
No.
Poop slaps I guess you in the face. That case, I would say it makes just sense put to put it in your pocket. Pocket. Yeah. Yeah.
And it just makes you can feel the warmth.
Yeah.
The warmth in your... Girls' pockets are way tighter. You probably shouldn't.
Right.
But like boys'
it
pockets,
really
we can
squish against you. Yeah. Yeah.
On a crisp morning.
But here it's like,
pretty nice.
Just to take that tangent, I would rather have it in my pocket than be that person. I don't understand if you're listening and you're a person who takes your dog out, you let them poop, you're courteous enough to have a poop bag, you pick it up, you tie it off, and then you drop it.
Right. Yeah. No. I didn't say to do that.
You know what they do? It's because they're walking one way and they're going to come back and grab it. Now, I would like to say I do not do that because my dog doesn't poop on walks.
He doesn't?
No, he's... He's extremely
a little
poop shy. Special boy, yeah.
Aww.
Lately, he hasn't been poop shy from what I hear.
He's not pooping at all. And it's, I don't want to talk about poop.
Oh, because you blocked him up? Yeah, because he's like, you know, when you're at like Golden Corral and at the very end, you can go like dip the marshmallow in that like fountain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. TX hungry.
Yeah. I am,
except
man.
In this case, it's a Swanson butt fountain.
I want to go home.
That's all you can eat.
Oh, no.
Okay, back to your poop
bag. So I found a non-filled poop bag in the laundry. It wasn't that big of a deal. It wasn't very peculiar. And I'm sorry.
Who wants a marshmallow?
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I don't like talking about this because I have weird memories. Ugh. We're going to talk about what you found in your food.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it's like...
You have weird memories, what?
I have a SpaghettiO memory.
Wait, SpaghettiOs are like one of my top five favorite foods.
Then you're going to want to leave the room.
I want to
hear
it.
I haven't had SpaghettiOs since I was like 8. That makes me want to puke. They're slimy.
Once you get to be an adult and you know what real pasta sauce tastes like, you're like, what the hell is that?
Yeah, only when I'm sick. I'll like randomly crave SpaghettiOs.
Do you want any of the meat or you just eat plain it straight up?
SpaghettiOs with the meatballs.
Oh my God, that is so disgusting.
I understand.
Like to me,
it's so like gelatinous.
We want to take stories of found in food, and I would accept found of SpaghettiOs meatball in something else.
Please,
they're so gross, Erica. What are you talking? Like
I kind of want to get sick soon, so I'll want them.
Oh my gosh!
Let me just ask you this.
Yeah.
Do you need teeth to eat a SpaghettiOs meatball?
No.
You can just force that bad boy up against your tongue, and it'll just go.
It doesn't bother me.
Ugh. It's just a little lard ball.
Yeah.
It's not a lard ball.
It is a lard ball.
That's what my sisters used to call me. No, they called me tub of lard. It was really scarring.
Oh, my gosh. Ooh.
I was a pretty round kid. Kind of still am.
Slacker.
Can I give you a little help here? Don't give the people in this room that kind of insight into the things that hurt you. Because we will store it and we will pull it out at the wrong time.
Well, I didn't just give you that. I gave the people of Colorado.
Yeah, I know.
That.
And they're already texting terrible things
to
you.
Yeah, well.
Oh,
get a moving truck, you lard ball.
Yeah, you little lard ball. Yeah.
Somebody said get a moving truck to her. You are so mean, you pieces of hell. Okay, anyway.
I just feel like if they hung out with me, they wouldn't mind anymore.
No, they wouldn't mind at all.
If I could make them a nice SpaghettiO dinner, smooth things over.
SpaghettiOs? Shut up.
So anyway, I was firing down SpaghettiOs, and I felt something weird in my mouth, and it was like a grasshopper leg.
Mm. Oh, that doesn't bother me nearly as much as I thought it was going to.
But then, so I rifled through, and I found part of the body, and some of but I couldn't find... the entirety of the grasshopper. So I convinced myself.
Paleontologist piecing it together.
Are you going to tell me you wouldn't try to figure out how much is in you?
Yeah.
No, you know what I would do? Just throw it away. I don't need to know.
No, I'm, you eat the meatballs, you'd fire the rest of it down, you weirdo. You lard ball.
Okay, maybe don't start doing that.
No, I'm not gonna. I promise. But there was a woman who found a dead rat in her salad. That's what got us talking about
right.
it.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, send the salad back. I was gonna do that anyways, but now there's a rat in it.
But I mean... Well, I don't know why they put dead rat. Would a live rat be better?
I don't know.
Well, yeah, the live true. Rat would run away, so...
Right, so wouldn't that be better?
This... I'm... This just reminded me of a TikTok I saw. It's not found in food, but it's just related. It's just
okay,
gross.
Let's have it.
Okay, this woman, she was making crabs, and instead of boiling them like normal people, she air fried them in a glass container.
No, she didn't.
They were alive.
And she killed them by air frying?
It was terrible.
That's they showed up. The
she
crabs
filmed it all.
Fighting?
Yes.
As they...
Yeah.
More
well,
air
it's just because you can
death.
See it in an air fryer as opposed to not... Because they're still alive when you drop them in a pot.
I know,
like,
but it
what?
Just seems different. Like, I don't know. Anyways, sorry.
Don't like it.
I just want to point out that this woman with the salad...
Yeah.
It wasn't like... She thought it was a tough piece of meat.
Oh my god.
So it was in her mouth.
Okay.
She it noticed it had eyes and a tail.
In her. Oh, so she was cutting it.
Yeah.
Not that it was in her mouth.
I don't know.
Oh my god.
She said she was halfway through her salad when she noticed the dead animal. Yeah.
I hate this.
I know. We're going to take calls from people.
Yeah. Well, so
look
I.
Down. What are you doing?
Hold on, hold on. Let me do this. If it's something that will make Erica throw up, we want to. What are your triggers? Because like these guys know my trigger.
Dead animal.
Maggot is my trigger.
Yeah.
If it's got a maggot in it.
You can tell me anything.
Okay. Well, I'm just like, if it's got a dead animal in it, we're going to get Erica to barf.
Right.
The goal today is to make Erica barf. We want to hear what you found in your food. 303-222-5423. Text that, call that.
So I have a story. It's
if
not
it has maggots
near,
in it.
It's not maggots okay. and it's okay. not a dead mouse.
Okay.
I used to be a nanny and I was nannying and we picked up food and I take one bite of my black beans, broken tooth immediately. There was a rock in my Mexican food, broke my tooth. I still have problems with that tooth to this day. This was like 8 years ago.
Because there's no way to know if it's a black rock. You're like...
Right,
it
like I was
just,
you're not like,
yeah.
and you're not just, rolling it around in your mouth first to go which ones are beans, which ones are rocks.
Exactly.
You're like,
you don't do that.
And just like just sliced the back end of my tooth off. I have to have a crown on it. Now they're going to need to redo the crown. 8 years later, it's having problems.
Oh my god! Did you call the restaurant?
I called the restaurant and I took the rock to them and everything. Put it in a bag.
It's so adjacent. They're just like, I threw it through their window and just went, tink.
I took it to them. I took the receipt to them and they said, we have no liability to this. So like, I've had to pay for my tooth this whole time. Thousands of dollars.
That's not fair.
No, I know. It's so messed up. But
what?
Not nearly as bad as a dead mouse. So I think I feel grateful today.
I think mouse is your shooting low because this was a rat.
Oh,
rats are big.
Yeah,
longer tail.
Okay,
bigger
how do you
eyes.
Not notice a rat?
I don't know.
I agree. Oh, look down.
Hack, is your story just about a vegetable? Should we move on?
Yeah, there was a tomato on my burger.
Hack's
horror.
Hack's found in food is like food.
Are you not a tomato?
He
either.
Doesn't eat vegetables. Period, Erica.
Like
yeah.
truly.
Yeah, I would not. I don't know.
Not
tomatoes?
On purpose.
Mm-mm.
Are you worried about like the longevity
healthy?
Of your life? You have two small children.
Yeah. No. Yeah. He's fine.
Okay. I'm fine. I'm
right.
not eating rats and
well,
rocks
right.
and stuff. I'm eating just regular food.
I found glass in my food. Yeah. And I found the weirdest one. The restaurant doesn't exist anymore. Chevy's.
Oh my
was
gosh.
A Mexican.
Oh my God.
Remember Chevy's?
My family and I loved Chevy's.
I love Chevy's.
And you'd go and you'd watch them make the tortillas 100%. And then you'd get a piece of dough and you'd play with it for hours
so
and then you'd still
yes.
eat it.
So I'm eating something with chicken and I feel something in my mouth and I spit it out and it's the wrapper from the chicken.
Oh.
So to me,
like
I just want to know that the so it said like Redbird Farm, but it wasn't Redbird. It was like some whatever their company they buy their chicken from, which is not that gross. But then you have to ask yourself, did it fall in at the end so it had chicken guts on it? Was
yeah.
I like licking raw chicken? You know what I mean?
Did they refund you?
Oh, yeah. Well, because I bet you can't picture this, but I can be dramatic if I have to.
No. No.
I flopped. I did flop quite a bit on the floor. I was like, no, it's not chicken salmonella. My dad had got salmonella at one point. So one of my biggest fears is salmonella. He lost like 40 pounds from salmonella.
Oh my gosh, can I get salmonella?
Eaten, okay. Yep. Oh my God, this is not a wedding diet for Erica. If anybody's got salmonella, we'll give you extra points.
I'm just kidding, I'm just kidding, I don't want it.
All right, so if you found something weird in your food, we want to hear what it is. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're looking for the things that will make Erica barf.
No.
It's actually found in food. Do you have the barf tendency?
Yeah. I don't think I'll actually puke, but I mean, I guess you can try.
Because you've talked about some very graphic things already on the show, so I don't think you have it, but I'm going to tell you right now that if somebody does bring up the M word.
Maggots.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Those
wormy little...
Don't do that, because you know, once I start...
Swanson puked last night, and we did think that there were maggots in it. There weren't. He's on a funky food for his butt.
Once I picture them moving. Okay.
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 Just a big bowl of them.
Oh, she's cruel.
Sally?
Yai.
Yai. Found in food.
Well, this is ish one of those. This is a cautionary tale to be kind to your servers.
to be kind to your server?
Yeah, what happened?
The people who bring food to you. I worked at a very popular pizza chain, and when they were pissed off, several of the dudes who made pizzas, one of them would wipe every single pepperoni on the bottom of his shoe. And the other guy, this is worse. Oh. The other guy would pull scabs off.
No!
Stop it.
That might be my limit.
Yep.
Scabs?
Oh, I'm going to throw up now.
Okay. Thank you.
I guess.
Really, Hack? Scabs on a pizza? That's what we're going with?
Yeah, what?
Jennifer.
Yai.
Found in food.
So when I was in high school, I was eating one of those, like, you know, individual ice cream cups that they have at schools, like with the paper top, you know?
Oh, yeah, you peel the thing, the wooden spoon. Can't eat it because of the wooden spoon.
Right?
No wood in my mouth. Can't do it.
I can't either anymore. But so I was eating one, and I felt something in my mouth, and I pull it out, and it was somebody's fingernail was in there. And not just like an acrylic nail, like somebody's ripped off fingernail. And I was like praying to God somehow it was mine or something. And I'm like looking at my hands, and I was totally panicking. And I am scarred for life.
Okay.
It doesn't bother me as much as scabs.
Are you being serious?
Yeah.
Somebody else's fingernail? What's grosser than somebody else's fingernail?
I said as much as scabs.
Yeah. No, I get it.
A dead rat for sure in a salad. Just a salad.
Ice cream and goodbye.
Yeah.
Nico.
Yay.
Yay. Found in food. What'd you find?
So it's two, but one, my best friend in Arizona bought some fish, like salmon or something.
Don't do this.
And he took it home and it was still under the plastic, and he went to take it out and there were like worms like swirling all in the fish.
Absolutely.
Like,
not.
Getting on like the news or something. It was wild. And then my cousin was eating tuna, which I think is gross, but out of the can. And he made like something with it, and he bit into it, and it was part of a fish eyeball.
Oh!
Some people like those.
Because I don't mind tuna out of a can. But now I'll never recover.
Oh, God. Yeah. All of it's gross.
Tell me you guys aren't picturing the worms. Tell me you're not picturing the worms. How do you not picture the worms?
I'm picturing them, but like... Yeah.
I'm picturing them, but it's not happening to me.
I don't eat fish.
Oh my God, I hate
good.
Fish. I actually don't eat much fish.
So. You don't?
I don't really like it.
Dina.
Yai.
Found in food.
So I was eating tacos in Mexico, barbacoa tacos, and I found a piece of skin with hair on it, and then upon opening the taco, I found an unidentifiable dark black object that I asked, hey, what's this? and the server pointed to the roof of the mouth and said it was the palate of the goat.
Mm. Oh, so that was intended the to palate. Be there.
So it's a delicacy.
Yeah, the goat palate.
Mm. I don't know if it was a delicacy. It was more of like a, we just put everything in there.
Like a, it fell in with the rest of it. Okay. Also, a goat. Yeah. Were you eating goat?
Yeah, I don't think she was.
I thought barbacoa was beef.
Yeah, that's so true.
I think in Mexico, they just it's kind of like a word for barbecue, so whatever they're going to barbecue.
All these questions. What's going on? Is it good or not?
Jessica?
Hi.
Yeah. Hi.
You found in food. Can I go?
I was. Years ago in college, my boyfriend and I at the time went to Cheesecake Factory.
Oh boy,
for
I'm
a
so glad
meal.
You named it.
Yeah,
by name.
We were 20.
Yeah.
And his second bite of his mashed potatoes, he pulled a used Band-Aid out of his mouth.
Oh no! Okay. No, that's pretty bad.
Blood on or not blood on?
Like
you have to ask.
You have to know.
You have to know. You have to know. Was it bloody?
Yeah, bloody
dancing. Yeah.
Wait, you have to like go like.
Yeah, get tested.
Yeah.
Like Hep C or Hep, what, Hep?
And like, Hep B and HIV.
Yeah, all of it. All of it, yep.
They have a huge menu. I've never gotten to that part of it. There's a Band-Aid extra. Is that an upcharge?
Brie?
Yes.
What's your fountain food?
So I have four.
Oh, I can't wait. I want you to know that if you get cut off in the middle, it's because I'm barfing, but go for it.
Okay, so I'm cursed. My mother says I shouldn't go out to eat ever. I found a plastic, like the bread tie.
That's not bad.
That's not bad. And then I had a hot chocolate looking at Christmas lights. Took the last sip and found the waitress's long earring in the bottom of the cup after I finished it.
Oh, hold on, that's not bad.
These are all like on par with my rock.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It's not the worst. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
On it.
And then I found what looks like a caterpillar in my Enchirito from Taco Bell.
Nope, we're getting there. Nope. You had me at Enchirito.
As long as you keep being specific about where it was.
I remember them very well. And the last, I think the worst one was I was at the Greeley Stampede and I had a red slushie and I slurped up a giant carny fingernail after I finished the last bit.
We're officially done.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
So something started yesterday. Mm-hmm. I think it was yesterday. One day. I don't know. I've lost track of time. Medication is awesome. We're going to try to...
Hold on. Can you elaborate on that? What? I don't like this. I'm on medicine. I'm on drugs. Because that happened last week and it kind of caused a kerfuffle.
Oh, it
so
did?
We're, yeah.
2 weeks ago, but yeah.
What
yeah.
people said what? Oh, no, they thought no, I was on drugs?
Yeah.
You were having tooth pain.
Oh.
That
oh,
thing.
I know.
So
in the morning show, I was like, he's hopped up. I'm on, right now, I'm on like one, like Allegra, and I'm on Sudafed. Sudafed's the one that's making, yep.
Nice.
I'm on the tuss.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. And then I've had three Makers and Sevens.
Okay.
And a,
okay.
No, I haven't. No.
More like six.
The Sudafed is the thing that's getting me here.
Okay.
Because it dry. It's like, whoa, am I dry? But I feel
I
like I'm falling
forward.
I just
wanted clarification.
Yeah, you're right. Sorry.
We don't need rumors starting.
Anyway, sorry about the drug comment, everyone. We're going to Coloradoify. We're trying to figure out what to call it.
I hate that.
I suggested, what did I suggest today that you didn't like?
Convert.
The Colorado conversion. We're turning Erica into one of us.
And I don't know if I'm on board, but.
So we turned it over to the texters and the social people.
Yes.
And you guys have come to the table. Like we were talking about burgers. Like what's the burger joint? Mm-hmm. And I didn't realize this. I guess I didn't know this. And as a native, I should know this. Good Times is from here?
Yeah.
It started here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've only ever seen it here.
Oh, it's not everywhere?
Nope.
Yeah. Oh. I believe it is, yeah. And it's...
Yeah, they started in Boulder.
Huh.
Yeah, it's really good. I was here for years, and it was kind of like, oh, yeah, I'll get it. And then I finally got it, and was like, I've been missing out.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Okay, well, add it to the list.
But then someone suggested Good Times. No, I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry.
You just said that.
I just
That's
said
the
that.
Drugs.
Sorry. Grandpa's. Which is great. It's
never
a
heard
huge...
Of it.
The burger is like...
I don't
8
like
inches across, but really thin.
Too big.
No, but we're just going to split.
Come on.
Everyone just let it sit. Yeah, let it marinate.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Also, what was the other one? Buds.
Sure.
It's where Jamie White hangs out.
Bob's Atomic Burgers as well.
Okay.
Without, yeah.
Buds. Yeah, Buds was a big one.
You suggested Cherry Cricket, Aaron.
I did. Bruce's Bar in it. I don't know where that is.
None of this means anything to me, which is why we need to Coloradify.
Okay, two things we need. We need suggestions on where to Coloradoify her, and we need a name for this thing.
Yeah.
Because management wanted to call it something real dumb.
The Colorado Checklist, which is what I wrote down.
Colorado Checklist doesn't bother me.
It was Mile High something.
Oh, that one.
Mile High Must-Dos.
It was like, get Erica into the Mile High Club.
Right, and
I don't hate that.
No, okay.
Yeah, we need Erica to join the Mile High Club.
Okay, that's kind of funny.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
Also kind of funny because I met my fiance at an airport, so it all comes back around.
It's not horrible. But if you've got a good idea for a name,
more
for
than
it,
Denver.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
We want like the thing she needs to do. And if you have a great suggestion for a name, 303-222-5423, you can text into there. Here's where it gets sideways.
Yeah, it's getting sticky.
We're doing the obvious ones, Red Rocks, Bojo's, and we're taking your suggestions.
Bojo's, B-O-J-O.
B-E-A-U.
Yeah. It's French.
I know.
Whitewater rafting.
Yeah.
Who's in? Hack?
Totally.
Yeah, I do it.
Aaron?
I've done it before.
Been a handful
Let's
of times.
Let's go. Sounds like the majority wins. I'm in.
Erica?
Why not?
I'm really at an age and a point in my life that I feel I don't need to risk it.
You know what? I'm on her side. I like that,
he's got kids.
I do. Thank
he
you.
He needs to think of
I've
them.
I've got at least one. I got two.
Aaron, use your Googler. What's the percent? Like,
she's actually going to use ChatGPT.
I am.
How many people die in Colorado in whitewater rafting accidents? I guarantee you it's like 0.000000. It's nothing. It's,
Get this guy more drunk.
If it's a number, Aaron,
it's loading.
Don't.
Sorry.
Okay. Oh.
It can't be a big number.
It's taking a while to load.
It's searching the web. It's making sure
a big number.
We'll do like a leisurely float down a river.
2023, there were 17 rafting related deaths in Colorado.
Yeah, that's nothing.
And what if I'm 18? that's what I'm saying. I've got a dog at home.
What's more Coloradoified than dying in a raft? If we're gonna,
living,
it's gonna
living
be
in Colorado.
It's gonna be fine.
It is. The odds are you're not gonna die. So many people
could
do
we
it.
Go on like there's like stages, right, for rapids, like
we're
a
not
stage
gonna do
four.
The stupid yeah, yeah.
Could we do
one?
Just? Could we do just
gotta
that
do, you gotta do
it's
like
not
three.
White water rafting if you're doing like
let's
just
call
a
it tubing. Trickle water rafting.
No, that's tubing.
I like a float.
Lazy river is not your
I
thing.
I love a lazy river. Put a little drink in my hand. Let's go, baby.
Mike's Hard Lemonade. All right.
T-Hack and I are on the same page.
The official drink of pedophiles. It is.
Is that your drink of choice?
No, it's kind of tequila lemonade. Yeah. What else is on the list, Aaron? What else we got to do? If she's not going to whitewater raft.
There's the Royal Gorge, which can't, don't they have some sort
of. You can raft
of,
over there too.
You can raft, but there's also like a bungee thing there, right?
Oh yeah.
Bungee jump?
If she's not going to raft, she's not going to jump.
Listen, I want to live, okay? I'm down to do all of this.
Yeah,
there is, okay, there's like a 40% chance I would raft. There is a 0% chance I'm skydiving or bungee jumping.
For real?
For so real.
Really?
I'm like the exact same. I'm higher on the whitewater rafting because I've done it before, but I wouldn't skydive or bungee jump.
Maybe no. I can bend
because,
on the rafting.
Much like Aaron said, I want to live.
Exactly.
I want to live.
Different way.
Yeah, they're totally different. Okay. So we're not going to bungee jump, but Royal Gorge, we'd have to make a weekend of it.
Okay, we'll bungee jump. They can hang out.
I'm happy to watch a bungee jumper.
I don't know how to tell you this,
you,
Aaron.
You're not going to
go
either?
I want to live.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start?
Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Who's prepared for hatred? Lots of spit in that. I don't think people are going to like us, but there's a topic floating around that I think we need to address, and it's breastfeeding.
Okay. To be clear.
Yes.
The two men in the room are parents.
Yes.
Don't have boobs, cannot breastfeed.
But we're
allowed
to sound
out. The two women in the room do not yet have children of their own, but are aunts. I just want everyone to know that as a baseline.
Okay.
Now, what's your
The first story is a woman who was out at a restaurant, and she decided to breastfeed her child at the table without a covering.
Okay.
And the child appears to be mid-teens.
No.
The child is older.
It was a graduation party.
The child is... I'm going four.
Oh, I'm going two and a half big baby.
Yeah, I would say two and a half, three max.
Hack?
I would say three, at least. Because my daughter's two, and this kid seems bigger. But it's a boy. Wasn't it a boy?
Yeah.
So
and
boys,
he's also
like,
breastfed, which I do want to say. Your kids are bigger. If you can stick to the breastfeeding, your kids just are bigger. Because they're getting... Like, it is better for you.
Oop, there he said.
What?
People have opinions on that.
Well, formula has gotten better because, like, back in the day, it used to be formula is stronger. Do that. Right. Now, like, we're realizing the antigens or whatever.
The antibodies.
That
I was a formula baby.
Your Honor.
Look at me.
I rest my case. I don't know what else. Like,
come on.
No, okay.
But what's your debate on this woman at the restaurant?
Yeah.
Say it.
I don't think you have to go to it. I think breastfeeding is natural and beautiful and great. But if you're in the middle of a...
And also sometimes necessary.
Correct.
Yeah.
But if you're in the middle of a restaurant, I think part of her reasoning was to get the controversy she's stirring up right now. She wanted people to stop and stare. She was wearing kind of a low-cut top and just pulled the top down, pulled the kid up, and people were like... talking to her in the restaurant. It was like she caused a scene in the restaurant, and it is my opinion that she did that on purpose. I think all she needed to do was just throw something over the kid, a little bit over her
and boob. That's standard for sure.
I feel like it is, and you can be mad at me for saying that. I don't think it's disgusting. I think it is how life is sustained.
Yeah.
Before there was a magic formula creating factory,
right?
You had like somebody had to give the kid food. That was hello, mom, right? Or a wet nurse or whatever,
right?
But like, don't you think she did this a little bit for the? You really don't.
I really
Erica.
Don't. I just think about, you know, my sisters and everyone in my life who has had kids, and it's like it's not that they're enjoying being in public and doing this. But I think sometimes it feels like a necessity. Like, say you're at like a birthday for your other child and the cake is coming, but your baby needs to be fed. Are you going to miss the cake for your first kid or are you going to feed the kid right there at the table?
You're going to throw something over your kid and feed him.
Probably so.
Yep.
And in anyone I know's world, yes. But it's like, can we really judge?
I just did.
Yeah. Yes, you did.
Well, here's, so there's more than one story out there.
Uh-huh.
And Tiak brought the other one in, and I want you to
I
say
didn't
it.
Realize that they were separate, so I'm
they're
like
two
trying to
totally
find...
separate stories.
Yeah, there's another story. This one's out of the UK.
Ah, no.
Oh, technically.
Not, sorry, yeah. We're not doing that.
Yeah, there was a woman, she was breastfeeding on the bus, and there was another man, a passenger on the bus, who started filming her.
Ooh.
And yeah, so it became gross. Like, it became a thing, like people kind of stood in and were like, hey, what are you doing? And then they were trying to get him to delete the video and he wouldn't show that he
and
deleted
he's like,
it.
But
it
was, she's doing it in public, so it's a public yeah. thing.
And so that's the thing.
If you do something on a bus, why can't I film it?
Because, and I don't know the laws of the UK. If it's America, you can film it. And that
you
really,
can?
It really sucks.
Yeah,
you, you have no reasonable right to privacy if you're in a public area.
But it's like, she had to feed her baby.
Right.
He didn't have to film it.
No. But he can, and she can.
Remind me never to go in public.
No, I'm just saying. Like, it's one of those weird. Mm-hmm.
I get those videos all the time of the guys.
What?
Yeah,
what?
Sorry.
What are you doing? Stop.
Give him a chance.
I subscribe to this guy.
I get the videos of these guys who stand outside of storefronts and they film people. And they're just agitators. They're waiting for somebody to come up and go, we're calling the cops, you can't film me. And they go, yes, I can. And the cops always come and they go, he's allowed to do it. He's being a weirdo. You don't want him in front of your store, but he has a First Amendment right. We can't. And these guys who film these videos.
I hate those guys.
I do too. I don't know why
I get
them.
And I hate the guy on the bus.
Yes, but they are in there. And the best, I think, like when people go up and confront the person who's filming it, who's being a jerk, that's when it escalates, and that's exactly what the guy wants, is for you to come up and confront him. The people who just
notice
walk by.
Notice how you say guy every time. It's always a guy there filming.
Here, okay, can I tell you this? So I watched the video of the woman at the restaurant.
Yeah.
And one of the comments underneath, I got to find it, but she basically says, this woman is way over the line. She should have covered up or removed herself to the bathroom. Because I don't want my husband seeing.
Dumb.
That's your husband's problem.
I know, but here's what I'm saying. Erica, that was a woman saying it.
Well, she doesn't sound like my kind of girl.
She
sounds very insecure.
Correct.
Yes.
I agree. But I'm just saying, this
that's
isn't
a
just a guy
excuse.
Thing.
Also, it's not a sexual thing.
Yeah.
I agree with that as well. Like, boobs are not.
But wait.
No,
wait.
No. You know what? No.
Boobs might be, but
I would disagree
be.
With that.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105. Nine. This is going to get weird in this room because I'm already learning stuff about Erica. I'm learning stuff. You're like a 911-er?
I'm a 911-er in a time of need.
That's what it's for.
That is truly what it's for.
Good to know. Narc.
But the thing is I think some people misinterpret things as needing 911. 911 is for an emergency, not when, oh my God, my feelings are hurt. Like,
you think I called 911 and said my feelings are hurt?
Yeah.
No. I called 911 once. Well, once because my nephew stopped breathing and he's good now.
911 check.
Yeah. 911 and yep. I handled it because I've called them before.
Okay, great.
911 a different time because I watched a houseless person. No, he was walking in an underpass and then he just like fell into the street and it, like behind my car and I thought he was gonna get hit by a car, so I called and they came and checked on him.
Is that a 911 or is that the police non-emergency hotline?
Did you then wait? You like stuck around? And
no, I kept going.
Okay.
But I just
your
wanted to make sure.
Your concern is palpable.
But it was like I was on a busy
she's
road.
She's at least not doing the, it's not the bystander effect. Like she's taking action. She's taking control.
Okay.
But explain why this came
okay,
up.
Okay, so
feel
this
like
came
my
up.
Reasoning is good.
I don't know that, you're probably right. I hate saying it out loud, but Eric is probably right.
Thank you.
So this person went to, and this is going to hurt Tiak, it's a fast food burger joint, and it's one of my favorites. It's Freddy's.
Okay, yeah,
Freddy's. They went to Freddy's. They
never
ordered a burger,
Freddy's.
Fries, and the whole thing. It's not Freddy's fault, but somebody...
One of the employees.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. They get their burger, they get their receipt, they're in their car, they're eating, And inside the burger box, there's our cardboard, right? Not.
I think so, yeah.
It's not like a wrapper. It's like the actual, like a big like, yeah. kind of box.
Yeah, like a
thing.
Chicken nugget box.
Yes.
Yeah.
Inside the box, it said help. And on the receipt, it also said help. And
like
I'm,
written in pen.
Yes.
On, okay.
Blood, I think, but yeah.
No.
No, it was just in
ketchup,
pen.
Maybe?
Yes. So it just said help. The first question that I had for the group off air, which was already got us to 911, was like, would you, let me go one step down. Would you even notice that?
I don't think I would.
I would on the box. Yeah. Probably not the receipt.
Maybe I'd like look through my bag and see the receipt one. And that's when I would call 911.
Does it take two helps for you to call? How many helps you? Because if it's inside the box.
Depends on the demeanor of the person who handed them to me. If they handed them to me and we're going,
they had the weird
eyes like handing it, you know, then you know that something's going on.
But what about, you don't know, like it could be the guy who made the burger who put it in the box could be the one in distress, not the person who handed it to you. Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, then, so then you don't get to take two helps for me to call.
Hack, you're a no?
I think I'm a no. I wouldn't check the receipt, so I wouldn't even know about that one, I don't think.
Let's pretend you just saw it, though. You did check it. I know, I'm already jumping ahead. You're not going to see it because you're just in a hurry to shove the food.
Right, yeah. If I even take the burger out of the box before I eat it.
Yeah, you're just eating like a pig in a trough. You're just like, ugh.
Oh my gosh.
You got to watch him eat fast food one time. It's fun. It's hilarious.
Hey. I just eat it at the window sometimes.
Oh, no.
Because In-N-Out has that weird little wax paper around it, and sometimes I
get
some of that.
Yeah.
I'm like
yeah,
in the middle, like, oh no, I'm eating the wax paper. I don't care.
Uh-oh.
It's got grease on it.
Uh-oh. I've already chewed it up.
Erin's been there. You can tell she's been there.
Well, because sometimes it's
happens.
Harder with the lettuce wrap too, because it like it gets wet, and so I'm just like, I'm just eating the paper.
Yeah. It's gluten free. I'm fine.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would assume it was a prank.
Help.
I would
help.
Assume it was
you would
a prank.
Think it was a prank?
Yeah.
You would go prank before emergency? What if they're being held hostage?
That's
or
the
they're
thing.
Being abused or something? Yeah.
Because this was a real story. Like, and there's been a couple stories like this. Like a kid in a car wrote the word help.
Oh, yeah.
Like on the highway and like stuck it against the window.
No, it's so messed up. I would call immediately.
But there was one instance where it was nothing. Like where
then
it's just
the
kid
learned a lesson.
Yeah, I feel like I don't know what I would do. You would call 911 for help on a burger wrapper? Like even if they are being abused like by the manager or whatever.
I would not have a regret calling 911. I would have a regret if I didn't.
Every time I've called, that's exactly why.
Because
what
least,
do you think it could be? They're being robbed?
I don't know. It doesn't matter. If someone's asking for help, we're going to get them help.
Right. And
if it's nothing, great.
Yeah. The worst thing that happens is police go in there and sometimes they're just waiting for a call.
No, I just think you're almost swatting then. Like you're...
I would just call and say, hey, this could be nothing. There was help written on these. I think we need to go... You need to go check it out.
It's also not swatting.
Like, I'm not saying like, walk in guns ablaze.
But they might.
I'll tell
thing.
Them not to.
But then I'm also...
Okay, you're in charge.
I am in charge.
I don't... I feel like then I'm on record as like, you were at Freddy's that night.
For being a
night.
Good person. Okay, that's what you're concerned about.
You're worried about
that. I was already there this week.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I am prepared for all the hatred in the world.
So, normal day for you?
Yep.
Cool.
I had this radical idea, and I'm trying something new. As
sobriety.
It relates.
Oh,
dating. Being a good person.
Thought you said you were ready.
Oh my God.
I'm kidding. You're a great
you
person.
Are the meanest. You see, do you see what T-Hack is doing over there? Just, yeah. By the way, why are you laughing, son?
I'm puckered in every way that I can be. I'm very nervous.
Oh my God. So you guys just sit around waiting for me to say any, like any opening and everybody just goes, rah, like pounces.
You just sounded like my dog.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go.
Right. Okay.
I'm taking a lot of medications for my allergies, but I'm trying something else. And people who have allergies.
I want to do the allergy test so bad.
Do you know what it is though? It's not fun.
No,
it's
where
horrifying.
They prick your back.
Yeah,
yeah. They like draw a ginormous tic-tac-toe board on your back and then poke you
like it's 50 times. Yeah,
yes. And each thing is like, here's a little bit of honey locust tree. Here's a little bit of nuts. Here's a little.
I was thinking canned tomatoes. That's the only thing I'm allergic to.
Is that? Are you really allergic to that?
Yeah.
Wait, but not regular tomatoes?
No,
just canned.
What are you talking? That's impossible. You're either allergic to a tomato or you're not.
My throat gets all closey.
I can't wait.
But only to canned tomatoes.
I'm gonna sneak some canned tomatoes into her.
Oh, that's, my gosh.
Closing her throat would be the greatest thing that ever happened to me.
Okay, what are you doing for the first time?
No.
Or what are we, what
no,
are you
here's
doing?
My point. I think allergy people are going to be mad at me because I think I'm snubbing my nose. What do you call it? Like, I'm like,
snubbing?
I never had allergies and now I do.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what I did today? I did all of my show prep outside right next to the trees with the
You're
pollen.
You're trying to like raw dog your allergies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a thing? Because I feel like, hear me out. Okay. I'm going to get a lot of hate. I'll just give the phone number. 303-222-5423. I once talked to a doctor at National Jewish Hospital, which is like the respiratory hospital. They were affiliated with Children's for a long time. I don't know if they still are. But he was like, do you know who doesn't have allergies? You know who doesn't have peanut allergies or dairy allergies or any of that stuff? Do you know who it is? Farm kids.
Mm.
Farm kids aren't allergic to anything. Want to know why? Because they're out in all the crap right away.
Exposure therapy.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is.
Yep. Yes.
Which exposure therapy can help, but only in a controlled way. So allergy shots or sublingual tablets, which gradually expose you to allergens in a precisely measured amount.
Not just going outside. At a table that was covered in the yellow pollen today.
And your eyes are swollen.
I know they are. But
so
I'm
it's
like,
not
let's
helping.
Go. Yes, it is. Don't you think I'm building up a tolerance to it?
No.
You're also on a lot of drugs
I know.
For it.
I had to like, you know, yin and yang it.
I'm with you. Yeah. I think you got to expose yourself. Germs are this way. Amish don't get sick. They don't have allergies because they don't.
This guy and his
They're
germs.
Just outside. It's true. And same with farm kids.
Yeah. I am not saying that we should shove bread in Aaron's mouth.
Oh my gosh.
That is different.
Will you die?
No, you're not the deadly, deadly
I'm
celiac.
I'm not like anaphylactic.
Your insides would be like,
yeah.
Okay.
But like the lawyer from my first divorce was so celiac that like when we would go out to lunch to discuss the thing, she would insist on meeting the chef. And she'd be like, look me in the eye. Show me where you're going to prepare my food. Because she was like,
it feels really
like personal. Is there a level of celiac where
yeah,
like,
where it is anaphylactic. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So.
That's.
Then at that point, just don't go out.
Yes, if it's like risky.
Yeah.
Like,
boy in the bubble it. You got to be the boy in the bubble. Just, yeah. Because I just distinctly remember her. We were at Strings Restaurant. And she was like, she walked back there and I was like, what are you doing? And I was like,
okay, just, runny nose, swollen eyes, be the boy in the bubble.
I don't want to be.
It's not working.
Okay.
You're doing it wrong.
You barely started. You're
right.
just
Day
getting started.
One.
Maybe you should try this over the weekend
no.
where we don't
nope.
have to see you.
Nope. I'm raw dogging it. I'm
but
sleeping
you're not,
under
but
this.
Because you took so much medicine today.
Okay, so you want me to not take medicine tomorrow?
Yes.
I will, dude, I
Only
will be your
you
little
come
play
in
toy.
And do a show.
Yeah, I will come in.
I'm afraid of you calling and being like, I'm not okay.
I have the drugs on standby. I want other people to tell me that this will work. Again, I'm not suggesting, please
Wait,
stop the hate texts.
Have you tried local honey?
That is a real thing.
I've read on Snopes or something that I don't know if that's real. Yes, I have sucked down plenty of the honey. Like they have the little, like
the tubes.
Yeah, the little sticks.
Delicious.
Like Lulu's Farms.
Like local to.
Yes.
I don't like what you're
okay,
doing.
Okay, sorry.
Local to here.
Yes.
Local to where you
yes.
live.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Like
just
it's
checking.
From like Lulu's Farms is like right by my house.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Okay. So who wants the raw dog with me tomorrow?
Me.
Well.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have a story of an entire town that should be arrested for doing drugs simultaneously.
What?
This is like the sequel to Footloose. They're all dancing.
Okay. And I don't, what just happened? Are you all right? Are you from this town?
I've got a story of a person who should have never had children.
I'll see myself out.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
All right, so this one comes from Germany.
Yeah! I don't even know if what I did
get to the chopper.
No, remember.
It is okay. People okay. understand that it's ironic.
All right. Well, a mother of three.
You're not doing the accent.
Oh.
You don't have to. You don't have to. You don't have to.
She looked like she was in pain.
A mother of three in Germany.
In Germany, yeah.
Chose jail time.
She what? Of,
she chose jail.
She chose jail.
She chose jail okay. instead of paying for a parking fine.
Okay.
So she could get a rest from her demanding three children and her lazy husband.
Get it.
She Checks said she out. Looked forward to food, a hot shower, and not having to cook, wash, and clean
what?
For everyone.
So the judge gave her a choice. She's like, yeah, that one.
I want jail. I don't want to pay the fine. I choose jail.
Oh my God. Ooh,
goodness.
Raise your children better.
Okay.
Yeah.
Stein. Okay.
That was great. I love that. It was just reminding me, this is so stupid, and I'm going to totally tangent this whole thing. Do you remember the video, like when the quarantines came down for COVID a long time ago, and there was a video of a guy going, all right, well, with the COVID thing, you've got two options. One, you have to be quarantined in your house with your wife, or two, and he's like, two.
It's so messed up.
He immediately
don't get married
like,
if you don't love someone.
Take it from me. You can make it work for a while. accents ready? Everybody ready?
Yeah.
My story is from Turkey.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
I was about to go.
That's what you were trying to do?
She grabbed her throat and everything.
And I don't have enough to really get a good gobble
okay,
on it.
Okay, well, that went well.
Yep.
Police in Turkey seized 20 tons of cannabis.
Mm.
Is that a lot?
At TX House, no. But for the rest of us, yes.
Okay.
Police decided the best thing to do was to destroy it. So they lit a fire.
Oh, yeah?
Let me explain what happened then. Yeah. To 25,000 residents of the town.
That's what happens when you get high.
Cops not experienced drug users, apparently.
What could happen if we light it all?
That would be if I found that and was trying to get rid of it.
Hungry.
I would light it on fire like an idiot.
Oh my God, what am I going to do with this coke? I know, I'll put it all in my nose. What? No!
That's dark.
Dude! The 25,000 residents of the small town were all involuntarily stoned.
We should get some donuts, man.
Yes, the donut shop did a banner business that day. Wow. The cannabis was, it was worth $250 million.
No.
Wasted all at once.
Well, not wasted.
Yeah, enjoyed. Well. Thoroughly.
Tiak, I see booking flights to Turkey. Yeah. Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.